This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Say What Now. You have me, John, your host. And to my left, you got my cousin, Shay. She back, y'all. She back. She done recovered from her hangover from last from last time, y'all. She done recovered on us. And to my right, you got the porn stash himself, Deshaun.
The who?
Yeah. No, he got the porn stash. Look at him. He got the porn stash going on.
This baby, bruh.
So, we are back in full effect, y'all. So, we are happy to be back on this great day. So, we got a few announcements going on. I just want to, you know, say that we're glad to be back. We are coming up on almost on our finale for season 3, y'all. Can y'all believe we have been here for 3 full seasons? That's an accomplishment in itself, y'all. Whew. All right. So, again, I want to give a shout out to all of our sponsors. I'm going to do 2 sponsors in there. I'm going to do the other 2 later on in the show. For our first sponsor, is going to be our THC Enhancer. They come in different flavors. We have a grapefruit flavor. We have a pineapple, strawberry, lemonade, watermelon.
I need those.
And all those. And it does have THC in it. And it's low calorie. And judging from the reviews that I've read, because I haven't had any yet, they are giving it like a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
So, and it is spiked. So it's a spiked seltzer with THC in it as well. So it got a little alcohol content to it too. Secondly, I want to give a shout out to our second sponsor, which is Miley B's. That is our cookie sponsor. You know, she does do cookies. They have a little liquor in them. So, and all her cookies have, it's a different spin on each cookie. So she has the rum cookie that has rum and whiskey in it. And then she has a hot cookie that's got chocolate chips, peanut butter, and Flamin' Hot Cheetos. So yeah, she has a spin on all of her cookies. So just make sure you click the link in the description box, and it's going to give you a whole wide spread of her cookies, and you can see which cookie is good for you, because I think she also has some that have like mangoes in them, marshmallows, chocolate chips, peppermint. Like, she has like a wide variety of cookies. And make sure y'all use our code so you can get that discount when you place your order. And, you know, yeah.
Okay, okay.
All right. Also, I would like to say that I will be selling cakes this Christmas season. So if you would like to purchase a cake from me, you know, just slide into.
And they're delicious too, y'all.
Airport. Porn stage. Don't even say a word, because I know you like toast.
You stop calling him that.
Yeah. That's for my business all out there.
See, and he said himself up for the okie doke every time. Told him every time.
You can use that Fairlife milk. It's expensive. It's like $5 for half a gallon.
And that's how that comes in. It is a half a gallon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$5 for some milk.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's a half a gallon. I mean,
but I wish I still got me a week.
Yeah, boy. Because I'll be using weak milk up in them cakes. But make sure y'all slide into the DM. You can do either the Say What Now DM, or you can slide into the Delectables by Delaney Instagram DM, and you can make your place your order there. Before lastly, nominations for the Best in Mississippi podcast is back up. So if you would like to nominate us as Best Podcast for the year of 2025, it'll be 2026.
Don't push us back now.
Yeah, right.
Because I know, I forget, this is for 2025. So this is the 2025 trophy right here. So for 2026, if you like for us to be the best podcast for 2026, please don't forget to nominate us as well as vote for us, because we need everyone's votes so that we can have another trophy sitting right here to the right side. So, yeah.
Thanks in advance.
Always. We appreciate everyone that, you know, subscribe. So please make sure y'all like, subscribe, and share our content so that everyone can be like, oh, they funny. I like their podcast. Let's go on.
And y'all don't be talking about my little muffin top either. I'm trying to stuff it in my pants, please. Okay. Cover it up like this.
I'm not going to play with you today. And lastly, make sure y'all follow us on all of our socials. We are on Apple Podcasts.
Thank you.
Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and on TikTok, it's Say What Now Podcast, as well as Instagram, it's say.what.now24. So just make sure y'all follow us on there to keep y'all updated on all of the news that we are dropping. If we don't have an episode that week, you'll still get updates and news or previous reels and bloopers that we have of the show. You can follow us on there. Yes, sir.
I need a honey bar cake. Because.
You made them too.
When I leave, I'm going to be gone. I ain't had no sweets for 6 months.
You want the San Fran a care package?
That's contraband. I can't have that.
Oh, shit.
I get in trouble.
Oh, y'all can't have care
package? Y'all didn't have nothing.
Nothing. You ain't finna send no cake. Nothing.
Oh, yeah, because y'all got to be feet and stuff. Yeah. Dang. Yeah. That sounds horrible.
See, that's why I couldn't do it, baby, because I need my case of cookies and pies. And little babies and little babies.
I just started drinking sweet tea again.
Oh yeah, I got some there at the house. Yeah, I'm happy for it. It's so good. Yeah, McDonald's, the Papa, that's what I had. I had McDonald's this morning. McDonald's sweet tea give you diabetes. Yeah, so I try to pour a little bit out and put water in. There you go, because it's a cup of sugar if you get it from McDonald's. Yo, yo, so yeah, I went to Rooster's the other day. That ooh, wee, that sweet tea.
I thought he was stuttering, like, ooh, man, that doggone sweet tea was sweet. You hear me?
I had sweet tea from the McDonald's over on Fortification. When I say it was just like they just said, you know what, fuck, you gonna just dump the whole bag in this motherfucker. It didn't even give you the color of, like, you know, when you sweeten it, it turns a lighter color. It was lighter than that color. It didn't even give you the dark brewed brown tea color. I was like,
Cool, so somebody to the upper room, that part.
I was like, oh, hell no, I can't drink this shit. I had to just give it away. So, yeah, so I'm starting. And today makes 7 months. No, 8 months.
Since your surgery?
Since my surgery. And okay. I have reached my goal. Well, one half of my goal. I've reached 100. I've lost 100 pounds since the surgery. So I am now currently at 262. And I have to lose at least 12 more pounds to be at my goal that I set for myself, which is 250.
Because I don't want you walking around here look like crackhead now.
But my doctor wants me to be. I'm gonna disown you. My doctor wants me to be at 235, 230.
Okay, I'm gonna disown you now.
That ain't bad.
You get down to 150.
I don't want to look like a lollipop.
If you get down to 150, I don't know you.
God, I don't know myself.
We ain't gonna blow your ass away.
I was like 150 before I had my son.
Why you sound like you was a pregnant woman though?
No, I'm saying because when my wife got pregnant,
you gained weight. She get,
yeah, I did.
Oh, it's the way you made it sound like before I had my son, like you did the carrying. I mean, you did do the carrying.
You carried the child.
I mean, you did carry, but you know
he didn't grow.
Yeah,
I didn't. Yeah,
yeah, umbilical cord did. All right, so
I'm sorry. Well, never mind. Go ahead. So what?
No, I was gonna let you finish your sentence.
Oh, when? Yeah. That's,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty, so we're gonna go ahead and get into today's topic.
Let me spin this wheel.
Okay, you gonna spin today?
Yeah.
Okay, which one you wanna do? Wheel 1, 2, or 3?
2.
Okay. Let you spin.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about.
With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What is that?
Cause why I had to be this subject today, and I'm going through my own breakup today. That's a sign from the Lord.
Look, you wanted to spin, so all right. So today's topic, everyone, is which breakup hurts worse: a friendship breakup or a relationship breakup? Well, since this is something that's hitting close to home for you, friend, you want to go first?
I thought he was about to say, you want to spend
it again? I don't know, because like me and my best friend, we've been together since we were 14, and we're both 36 now. So if we break up, I think that'll hurt me more than any relationship I ever been in.
Ooh, that's
so I feel like it depends on how long you've been friends or in that relationship, which one I hurt the most,
mm-hmm.
and the reason why
yeah.
it happened.
Mm. Now, me personally, I feel like friendship breakups gonna always hurt worse than...
They've been there through it all.
They done been there from day one and my day ones and everything. So, I feel like, that would be... That's gonna hurt me, like, to the bone. Cause I have cried. I've had my crying nights. I cried when I lost some friendships. But when we even like when me and my friends we fight, I be sad. I be crying. Cause I don't be one of my friends.
And y'all literally, me and my boyfriend just broke up this morning. Okay. So that's why I'm like, this subject, it's a sign.
It is. And what I told you.
Cause it finished laying on the other one and then it bloop to that one.
But like I say, for that situation, it was just a season thing. So he was there for a season. The Lord knew to take him out because he had something bigger and better for you to deal with. So we ain't finna deal with the past no more. We're moving on to bigger and brighter things mm-hmm. in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So what about you, Deshaun?
I think the friendship hurt worse.
It does.
Because I look at it as, just say you have an old faithful car. You got that vehicle that you bought with your own money, you put your money into it, mm-hmm. whatever. However, you got all the way to exactly how you like it. You decide to look at another vehicle. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. When it break down, that's fine. Get an old faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Old faithful break down.
It's the end of the world for you. Oh, yeah. Because that car done been through everything mm-hmm. with you. Like,
yep. You done put your spin on it. You done put your blood, sweat, and tears in it. It done got you through all kind of storms. And once it put you down, good Lord.
And I said, my best friend, we've been friends since we were 14. You can have other friends.
But
they ain't going to be your best friend like me. Because I don't play that. Right.
This is home.
This is where home is.
And she is all three of my children's godmother.
See what I'm saying?
Because mm-hmm. when we was in 11th grade, I told her, when I have my children, you're going to be their godmama. Sure mm-hmm. And now she's pregnant.
Congratulations. Hold on. Who?
Chastity, the one
who
do my hair. Chastity.
Oh, okay. Congratulations, Chastity, on your baby bump.
Yes, Lord. It's been a long time coming. Oh. I've been trying for 11 years.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Yep. That is.
You in your season. I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all be in your season. But yeah, me, it's the friendship. So, like I said, with me, I don't like to fight. I don't like to choose. I really don't like, I'm not a confrontational. Let me say that. I try not to be confrontational with any of my friends. Mm-hmm. So, and I know we've said this many of times before on the show. Like, how do you conduct or work out with a friend that you're in a confrontation with? To try to avoid the breakup. Because, I take a little break from you, but I try to still, I probably still text, like, out the blue and be like, hey, what's up? Or whatever like that. Because, like, I had a friend, she texted me, she was like, you done acting the way you acting then? So we can start big talking. So, she was like, what's up? Like, are we done? Like, what's going on? But, yeah.
Y'all, in 22 years, can you believe it or not, me and my best friend have never fell out or had an argument.
Dang.
In 22 years.
That's nice.
And I would go to a bet. I can't say that. But.
You were going to do what?
I hurt somebody over her. This is my sister.
Have I been in a relationship?
Let me ask the men. So if it was your wife, y'all going through a divorce or anything like that, would it be harder to deal with versus a friendship because y'all married?
Deshaun.
I'm asking you too, in case was married.
I mean, but he...
I understand, but you too, if you were married.
Okay. For me, that would fall up on the reason why we're getting the divorce.
Right.
Now, if the divorce was because we both cheated and stuff like that, then yeah. I mean, it wouldn't hurt because, we both did it. Or if you cheated and I was faithful to the marriage and, you said you were going to stop cheating and we were going to work it out, but you were still doing it, then in that part, then yes, mm-hmm. that would hurt. Or if it was something else that would make it lead up to us getting a divorce, like you probably unalive somebody or something like that. Then yeah.
I'm not, baby. I'm snitching. I ain't going to jail for nobody.
Well, you know when you married, you can't testify against them because you're married.
I ain't going to jail for you either.
That part. So it would hurt worse. It all depends on the reason for the divorce, in my case.
I agree.
To make it hurt, because for one, I feel like even when you get in a marriage, you still learning your person. Because even if we dated all the time,
it's different when you get married.
Yeah. Like my pastor today said, him and his wife, they've been together 10 years. They've been married for 9. They're still learning each other. There's no way that y'all done learn each other in 10 years.
And I don't think at any point you'll just fully know a person.
Yeah.
No.
You learn different things about them every day.
Yeah.
But as far as 100%, no, people change every day.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. People change people every day.
Always exactly. Change. Because my mama don't even know me. Sorry, Ernestine.
Oh, yeah, my mama don't. Boy, my mama.
She might have birthed me.
That I done did. She wouldn't call me sweet baby. No.
I tell my mama, I won't.
Clearly. Clearly, your mama would not call you that anymore. If she watched one of these episodes.
I definitely tell my mama what I want her to know.
That part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now my best friend, I tell everything.
Yeah, all my friends know.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
They know every single thing. Everything. From, yeah.
I'm a witness.
Everything. Now, it's only four. It's only four that know.
More than I know.
More than you know.
Yeah, because y'all been friends. Yeah. Way.
Like Percy, we been friends since middle school. We really been friends since high school, but Percy would definitely declare that we've been friends since middle school. So I'm going to say middle school. No, it's five people.
But who known you the longest, me or them?
Honestly, you.
Thank you.
You've known me longer, but it's like. We didn't keep in contact until I got a job. He was like.
No, you said something about my mama first. Yeah. Like, I know your mama. I'm like, boy, you don't know my mama.
And trust me, I know Alberta.
My mama and his sister were like this back in the day. And then our first cousins are married and had a child together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Thought you were talking about her mama.
No.
Because this y'all was like, I had posted a picture of my mama on Instagram, I think. And he got in where he said,
I know Alberta.
I know your mama. I said, no, you don't know my mama. She used to be with my sister Tiffany. And that's why I was like, you little John.
And she like,
we was like really, really young.
And then what made it even worse.
They was in the same house. They had a garage back then.
Yeah. So
it was a garage.
Downstairs, they used to be a garage.
Yeah.
So that's how I been,
And what made it even worse when we found out each other. We was in the plasma center.
I was working there, and he was security.
Here she go. Yeah, because I remember when we used to come to your house, you had the little Barney party. So everybody looking at me like, Barney party? Like, what? Like, why would you
Barney do that? Barney is a dinosaur.
Technically. Yep. But, yeah, so, no, it's five people that know something like that's been, like, deep, deep rooted. But yeah, everybody else knows everything else. Cause I've given information about other stuff of my life, but that one thing that them five people know, they gonna have to go to the grave with it.
Oh yeah, and then he came to the hospital when I had my daughter 7 years ago.
Yeah,
he was at the hospital
7 years ago today. Mm-hmm. Oh snap!
So this.
After, or he held your hand?
He came after.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was at work.
I just got off when you was like, me and Kiera just got off. And she like, check me. She done went into life. Because she don't never call me John. She always call me check me.
Yep.
But yeah. So yeah, them five friends, y'all gonna have to take that to the grave for that.
You over here yawning.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Which,
you got your content creator mustache going on, you know.
Stop.
I'm just trying to figure out what you doing so sleepy, sir. So, but yeah. So,
You know I catch everything.
Does the longevity? So this goes back to last episode's topic with being obligated. Are we obligated to stay friends after a breakup or anything like that?
Hell no.
So we not obligated.
I'm not obligated to keep in contact with you. I'm not obligated to remain friends with you or remain in that relationship with you.
Okay.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
Now, once I decide, I'm not going to fool with you, baby. I'm not going to fool with you.
Now, okay, so like now last week we spoke about the longevity of how many years we've known the person. Mm-hmm. So, was there a certain year amount that would be on there for a time approval? Like, so since you said you and your friend been friends since y'all were, 13, 14?
Mm-hmm.
So that's almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm, 20.
So, are you obligated to still be their friend after the breakup, or?
Well, she's my kid's godmother, so I wouldn't take that away from her or my kids.
Okay. So you feel like it's an obligation still, since she's.
With that part.
Okay.
Yeah. But also, it goes back to why the friendship ended.
Gotcha.
Now, if you trying to mess with my man or something, nah. We ain't,
oh, yeah, you can't get cut off.
We can't be friends like that. But if it's like a little misunderstanding, we're going to talk that out. We're going to work it out. Because, you know, I'm going to say my best friend. She don't tell me what I want to know. She going to tell me what I need to hear.
That part.
So if she don't tell me I'm wrong, baby, I'm not wrong, okay?
And I got 3 friends like that. Well, 4 friends like that. And it's B, Kosha, Alicia, and Kim V. All 4 of them, they tell me straightforward. Just like how I did. I sent them a picture of the tattoo that I wanted. My friend Alicia said, now, why the hell are you going to send a picture of the tattoo and this not even the tattoo you like? Just send us the tattoo that you like, and we'll go from there. So, but I figured out which one I want.
They told you one that don't look like chicken feet?
It's not going to be the one that look like chicken feet.
Oh.
Why are you trying to be funny? Don't. I know, I don't want that one either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which the one I picked?
Which one did you pick?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You've been on your phone the whole episode. You might well go and look at it.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I send it to you?
What?
The picture of the tattoo that I'm trying to
get. No, you forgot about little old me. It's okay.
Oh, let me show you, queen.
It was the one without the flower. That's the one.
I could have sworn I sent it to you.
It was the one without the flower.
No, I want the one with the flower.
Okay.
I sure denied. Oh, my gosh.
Not nothing to block you like I block everybody else today.
So, this is the tattoo that I'm trying to get.
You love your school that much?
I do. But I won't. This type of font with it. That font.
What them feet look like?
They do look like chicken feet.
They look like barracudas.
They do. So I'm going to do another finger.
And you know what they look like? What you call it? The little pig in a blanket up here with claws.
It does. And then when I see a tiger stripes, it look like that.
Don't get this shit.
I'm not going to get them.
And then it look like bacon wrapped asparagus. So that go back. So that don't look like a bacon wrap thing right there.
Yep.
It does. It does.
No, you can't unsee it, can't it?
But yeah, so I'll probably do like them type of claws, but with
which one you really want?
I want them claws with this concept with this font.
Okay, somebody can do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm gonna put it like right here on my arm, cause see, since my arm got smaller,
shade
then,
it.
That's fine.
Oh yeah, yeah, they gonna shave it all.
Yeah. Yeah, like I got 6 tattoos already.
Oh.
I think we got the same one.
Yeah, I mean, this right here is all right here. My dad's name, my mom's name, somebody else's name.
I got 6. I had to sit there and think. I got 6.
With somebody else's name that's on my chest, and then I got a whole Psalms on this chest, and then I got Live, Live, Love on this chest. So, yeah.
I'm 7, actually.
Oh, wow, you got me beat by 1.
I'm not saying, I'm just.
Oh, he thought he built enough.
I know.
He got one
on
this.
No, I don't.
So yeah, I'm gonna have to find somebody that can hook me up with their tattoo right there.
People with hats on think they better than everybody done.
That's all. It's because he done started doing content.
It's cause we wear glasses.
I have not.
It's cause we got glasses on.
That's probably what it is.
I think it's cause we got glasses on.
That's what it is. And then he, like I said, he just started doing content. So
I have not. Don't put that out there. People gonna be trying to inbox me.
Mm-hmm. You see how they do. Mm-hmm. Crazy work, man.
Get some unwanted attention
And then I just recently found out why I've been grown. That when my mom, this goes to the friendship thing too. My mama and her sister, they used to fall out. Of course, siblings do that and not talk. But as kids, we never knew that. Like, we'll still be over my auntie's house and all that and stuff like that. And when they got together, it's just like nothing happened.
Okay. How y'all find that out?
My mama just told us when we was grown. She said, and y'all never knew because we ain't put y'all in our business.
As you should. You're not supposed. You shouldn't do that.
So that's why I said I wouldn't take that. If me and my best friend fell out, I wouldn't take that from her because she's my kid's godmom.
And she I feel like a sibling breakup would be hard too, though. Because we blood. And that goes with me because, like, I have 2 sisters, but I only talk to one.
And they're my girl, though.
Which one? The one I don't talk to?
The one you do talk to.
Oh. I mean, the one that I don't talk to, she cool people, too. It's just that part. I don't know. It's a long story. you would have to be there. I mean, if I could tell you, it would go to the movie theater.
Cause anybody never told me her name was Erica.
Who, Tiffany?
Yeah.
Yeah, her government.
Cause growing up, I just knew Tiffany, baby.
No, Tiffany, her middle name.
I just knew Tiffany.
Yeah, her government.
I ain't no damn Erica.
Yeah, he know Erica. He don't know Tiffany.
Yeah, I don't know Tiffany.
Cause I'm like, I used to ask my mama, like, who the hell is Erica? And I used to ask my mama, who the hell is who is Erica?
Yeah, he she know, was like, he
that's Tiffany
Erica.
Real nice. Since when?
Since birth.
That ain't know her birth certificate.
It name. Is.
No, it ain't.
It's Erica Tiffany.
Show me the Carfax.
Not the
it's Erica Tiffany. Aye. But yeah, her government is deep. But we don't call her Erica. Now, I probably slip and call her Erica, like, when she started pissing me off. But,
that's when you know somebody in trouble. Call them by their government.
By their government. They real government name. Yeah.
Whole name. First, middle, and last name.
Yeah. So, yeah. But other than that. But, yeah. I think a sibling would hurt worse than a friendship. Because I feel like we blood. We shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be doing it. But, like I said, I don't talk to one of my sisters. I mean, like, I still love her. And, you know, I wish nothing but the best for her. But for what she did, it's just, I can't.
This boy.
I can't accept it. I'm going to tell your sister, I ain't forget.
Yeah, she done found her.
My son is blowing me up, y'all.
She got her.
You can't even get your life straight. That's how I know.
She got her military man.
I know how to do it. So I can put my hand on my forehead to salute, sir. So I've been watching TikTok. What did it say? The dog was home when you left. The cat was home when you left. I know. Mm-hmm. I can say that too. So yeah, we can.
They about to move to Ohio.
Why everybody blowing my phone up?
Yep. No social media up there. They don't do social media up there. Yeah. Sorry. Not sorry.
I think you just seen it so I won't slide in her inbox. Because she liked the video lately.
Anybody
so
want to call me right now?
Do you not know what you put on Facebook today? And how it was worded? And how those comments were worded? So, yeah, I would call too.
Dang.
My bad.
Yeah. There was a lot going on
I
there.
I got busted about that too.
By who?
A lot of people.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, long as you don't go to Facebook jail.
I don't think people go to jail no more.
They don't.
Because I would have been in jail again.
Yeah, because you stayed there. That was your permanent residence.
Dang.
She stayed in Facebook jail.
It's like I would get out and go right back.
Yep.
Was it just ban you for a specific amount of time?
Yeah, it started off with 3 days. No. I think it's 24 hours.
You can't
first
view
time.
Nothing. It just
you can view it. You just can't comment. You can't post. Like, can't do nothing.
You just dang. Basically
you
just
scrolling. The app. Then the second offense, you get 3 days, and then they give you a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then after a week, they give you
some
2 days.
Then it go to days.
And then you get 30 days, and so I had a couple 30 days under my belt.
Yeah,
I think the
so
longest.
I guess if I put on the application, are you a convicted felon? Yeah,
I mean, you was a
Facebook
felon.
Convicted felon. Yeah.
I think I was in Facebook jail for like a week, and that was when I said the hardest week of my life.
Yeah, it was wrong.
Oh my God. I did. Mark, what did I do to get 3 days
for coming wrong or something?
Oh, profanity. You know,
I did profanity, and they say that my comment that I left on WLBT sounded racist.
So one time I got put in Facebook jail because this girl, her baby had did something and she posted. I said, oh yeah, I said I would have knocked all this shit over.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, he flagged my comment and put me in Facebook jail. Said it was bullying.
Yep. And then I said something, somebody posted a picture of a snake in the house. And I was like, oh, it's time to burn the house down. I got put in, like, I think I had like a 48-hour, I was in the holding cell for 48 hours on there. Because they said it was a hate speech or it was inciting violence.
Now, them people on WLBT will make you go to jail.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about Facebook jail. I'm talking about real jail.
Yeah. So, now that one I had put on there, I was saying somebody, I had called somebody a forest animal. Because they was not acting like their skin color. They probably was, but they was acting for someone else. So I called them a forest animal. And, yeah, they put me in
you
jail.
You found out real quick then.
Yeah. And I got put in jail on Twitter, too, before Elon bought it. I got put on there because I called somebody a forest animal on there.
I ain't been on Twitter.
I just go in there. So, so, yeah.
That's all it's used for.
Basically, so, you know. Just saying. I enjoy my...
I'm not saying that I know.
I've been on there for a while, but not a long time.
I've heard about it.
Yeah. It's worth it. Especially since our governor banned all the other websites for us here.
Sure did.
Because why I'm going to give you a picture of my ID to go see your site? Mm. And put me in your database. I ain't got to do that for Twitter.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
You doing all this for me to see some corn? Come on, man.
Then you got to pay for it.
Exactly. It's free.
I ain't been on Twitter since I was pregnant with my first baby.
Is that how you got pregnant?
And he 12. No.
I don't think it wasn't like that.
It wasn't like that.
It wasn't like that then.
Oh.
My son is 12.
Twitter just got.
So I he was still baking the last time I was on Twitter.
Oh. Yeah. So Twitter just got like the way it is because it wasn't like that. It was cool. It wasn't. No, they didn't overdo it the way they doing. Cause now only fans.
They do too much.
You be on there on Tuesdays?
Always.
Oh.
Never fails.
What happened on Tuesdays?
It's Chess Tuesdays.
It's what now?
Chess Tuesdays.
So y'all be on there seeing boobies and stuff.
I mean, y'all get Mondays.
What happened on Mondays?
Y'all get
the wee wees. They get the wee wees.
On Mondays.
People just selling they sell.
And then, of course, Wednesdays.
Not you know that every day of the week.
I mean, they got one for every day of the week, friend. And then, you know.
So it's hanging low on Mondays. It's sagging Tuesday. And what happened Wednesday?
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What happens on Wednesday?
I don't know.
It'd be a lot. They come up with a lot of stuff because now they got the different words, and now they got like water and chuda and chudia.
What the hell is that?
You got me on that one.
Yeah, it's my timeline on X just I see a lot of stuff that I don't even remember. I don't know. Cause I be like, oh, okay, I follow you, but now why am I looking at this on here? So how did this get on? But yeah, I enjoy it for the time limit of that it's on. You know, I appreciate it. You know, it does what it does. It helps, you know, with my stress levels. But so Deshaun, because you didn't answer the question that my cousin proposed to us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
About the wife situation. So how would that, like, did that? I mean, that was her question.
Cause why is he looking like
that? I mean, she said about divorce and stuff. So
because since he threw it out there that you were,
I was gonna say you were going through it. So like,
are we obligated to be friends?
No, was that or
is it harder because it's breakup. Your wife versus your friend?
Ex-wife.
Okay. Is it harder
for your ex-wife versus your friend? Was it harder for that breakup?
Oh, so by that time you just over it.
Yeah.
That's how I am with breakups because I don't leave relationship except for today, but unless I'm mentally checked out. So by time
that happens first.
I walk out the door, ain't no feelings attached.
Right, exactly. I get, I get, boy, I'm about to enter a whole nother conversation. When you cross that leg, conversation about to get real. Let me sit back down. Now, I drink tea. I like my hot tea, you know what I'm saying? But my dad scarred me with coffee when I was young.
He scalded you or scarred?
Scarred.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the nastiest thing I ever tasted.
I haven't had it since.
Well, actually, I have. But it still gave me that same, I don't even want it. But,
Frappes are cold. I drink those.
It's just the smell of it. It makes my stomach.
I drink cappuccinos too.
But no. I was, for me, kind of maybe off topic. I don't know. If you're going through a divorce, to me, I don't know. It's over with. I don't want to. I don't even.
So was it hard when y'all made the decision?
Not for me.
Gotcha.
Because my mind was already made up. I have
so
to.
So it was already premeditated with you.
Okay, so yeah. let me take it on back. When y'all was going through, before y'all decide right. to go on, was it hard to accept the fact that, okay, this finna end?
It was hard.
Okay.
Because I was trying to
put in the work.
I exhaust every avenue or every route before I just say it's done.
Yeah.
Because my conscience, if I don't, my conscience ain't gonna let me live. Because I'm like, dang, I should have tried this, or dang, I should have tried this, or dang, if I would have tried that, would it have worked? So I try every aspect that I can, and if it don't work, hey, I'm done.
Did y'all think about counseling? Did y'all try counseling?
Yeah, I tried it.
And if counseling don't work?
I tried it. Other person.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, by that time you just be like, cause you can't put in all the work by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Like, yeah. Cause it don't work.
Y'all gotta have a common ground, like be halfway.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I get it.
And there was a question for reconciliation later on.
Mm-hmm.
It was no.
Cause you had already mentally checked out.
Yeah.
Y'all, they blowing my phone up over here.
So, how would that feel on your end? Since you know you asked us if we were married, how would it feel if you was married or hadn't had to go through this?
It would be hard. Like, it would definitely be hard because this is somebody you plan on spending the rest of your life with.
Mm-hmm.
So you never expected to go wrong.
True.
So yeah.
Like I say, and now that I
ain't never been married. Like, I was engaged before.
Okay.
But I had to let this shit go before we even got any further.
Because I feel like if looking at movies and stuff, if you piss me off, I'm going to have to. My favorite person that ever got divorced was Angela Bassett in Waiting to Exhale. And I would hate to have to be that type of person in a divorce, even if I had to be her character. Or the person that I'm married to has to be her character. I wouldn't want to put somebody through that much hurt and pain.
When she became your favorite, though?
Content creator. So, I've always been a fan of Angela Bassett, sir. She's my favorite character on Waiting to Exhale besides Savannah.
Now, you wait a minute.
Because it's Bernadine, Aunt Savannah, Gloria...
Mm-hmm.
And Robin
was a little dense to me.
Yes, and that's why she's last.
She was a little dense to me.
Savannah was messing with a married man, and it's a wonder that her man wife didn't go and get divorced. But they was never gonna get divorced. But she figured
when
out.
When you think about it, everybody had a married man except for Gloria, because that man his
wife had died.
Yeah, because you know Russell was married.
He was,
and Robin was pregnant about him.
He was.
And then when Bernadine was going through her thing, Wesley Snipes, he was married.
But
Claimed she was sick.
In the movie, it would claim that she was sick and dying of cancer. But if you read the books, she was actually alive and well and on the land of the living. She wasn't sick. And she actually reached out to Bernadine in the second book.
And Savannah mama knew he would marry somebody. He's just in a bad spot.
But he's a good man, Savannah. He's a good man. He just going through.
That's somebody a hug later.
Exactly. And that's why she found that he was a scum of the earth. So, yeah. All right, y'all. So, we're going to go ahead and we're going to move into our next segment, which is Name That Theme Song. Woo! So, before y'all, we have y'all's, mask. So, we're going to let y'all cover those eyes up.
Blindly folds.
All right. I just feel like, I don't want to break up with my friends. That's why I try not to be confrontational with nobody. I try to let y'all, be all good and stuff. Because I don't want to break up with y'all. I like y'all.
I feel like if you cheat on me, I'm breaking up with you.
I feel like the Lord put y'all in my life.
You can't have another favorite cousin now. I'm just saying. Yeah. So if I find out, you got another favorite cousin.
Nah, that's what them MAGAs do.
Shit.
So. But yeah.
I got too much hair back here.
That's fine. You got to cover your
eyes. And no, I can't see.
How many fingers holding up?
You doing these?
And no, I ain't even using that hand. Now.
Oh, many? My bad.
How many?
Five.
Okay, good job. How many?
Three.
Good job. All right. It was wrong, by the way, so good job.
Deshaun, I'm on your ass this round.
Wait,
wait, what y'all thought I was going to say?
Dang.
Okay.
What I do?
Because you won.
Oh, yeah, because Deshaun been winning.
He been watching TV.
Finally.
When he leave here, that's how he been known. He done started watching TV.
It took him long enough.
Shoot.
Alrighty,
y'all. We need to do Name That Christmas Song.
I'm trying to stay out.
We might do that for our next episode.
Name That Christmas Song.
Alright, so.
And watch, I set him up.
Alright, so now these shows, we're going to probably do, three rounds. Three rounds of five. Five songs, three rounds.
Okay.
Alright. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, round one, number one.
Kroger shoppers get up high.
While this is playing is, I just want everyone to know that we do not own the rights to this music. So, YouTube. No, this is an ad. It's going to go to the song now. So, I do want to let everybody know that we do not own the rights to this music that we are about to use. That's why I try not to play a whole clip for y'all because, they kind of copyrighted us when we did one of our last episodes. So, if y'all go back and watch a previous episode and it looked like it misses like they quit, it's because it was copyrighted and they had to edit it and take it out. But we're going to go ahead and play this song now. The clue for this song, it came on when we was at our grandmama's house back in the day. And it used to come on late at night on Nick at Night and TV Land. This is the song.
The Wonder Years. I don't fucking know.
No. Got it?
I don't know that.
Mm-mm. It was a group of people in a bar.
Oh, I did Bonanza.
No.
I don't know. I don't know this shit. I ain't watched TV with my grandma like time back because she watched soap opera and stuff.
Okay, so song one is Cheers.
I definitely didn't watch that.
No. All right, so number two.
Hey, Arnold.
Okay, there you go.
Dang.
But while I was watching it the other night. Move it, football head.
All right, song number three.
Rugrats.
There you go, Shay. Come on, Shay. Tear it up.
Rugrats.
Song number four.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Rocket Power? No.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, I ain't watch him either.
There you go. Deshaun got
that. I used to try his channel when he came on.
Yeah.
All right. Song number 5. Y'all ready?
Cleveland Brown. The Cleveland Brown Show.
Yeah. Shay got that win for round one.
This show, huh?
All right. Y'all ready for round two? Mm-hmm. Round two. Cartoon Network is the system.
We interrupt this program to bring you...
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
There you go, Deshaun. Mm. All right. Song number two. It came on Cartoon Network as well.
He set my ass up.
Song number three. This came on Nickelodeon. We was teenagers.
iCarly?
No. It was the iCarly before iCarly.
Hannah Montana?
No, it came on Nickelodeon.
I was trying to think about Hannah Montana.
It was based off her sister. Sweet. Her sister was a big time superstar. So she's the younger sister to the big time superstar.
No, them people.
You do. Her sister dated Justin Timberlake.
Britney Spears' sister, Jamie Lee Spears, but I don't know the show she was on.
Just take a guess.
I don't know.
iCarly?
I said iCarly. What the fuck is? Where you was when I said iCarly?
Oh, you said it? Oh,
I did.
So it was Zoe 101.
Oh, I ain't watched it.
Okay.
Sure. Sure, nobody went around there.
I remember seeing that.
No, we got that song.
Wait, the Sheeran got 1 point on the round there.
He got two.
And I got none.
Yeah, you got none.
Oh, he won.
That's song number three. So song number four. This song came on UPN and it comes on TV One.
I didn't remember these networks. I
watched TV.
Let me put my listening ears on.
This is an A. This is an A.
A little bit more energy.
Okay, I don't know that.
Or I could book a trip that gives me life.
This is, here you go.
Oh, Lord. Eve.
There you go.
Evie E, how we do it?
Yep. But it's so funny because her name was not Eve on the show.
It was Shelly.
It was Shelly. All right. Y'all ready for the last song of this round?
Mm-hmm. Addison.
Oh. Okay, there you go. All right, so we got to break the tie because you all are tied. So it's going to be the song to break the tie. This is the song.
CSI?
No. It came out in the 90s.
Wasn't Aware It's Carmen Sandiego?
No. It dealt with the unknown, Area 51.
Spy detective, action, training, I don't know. You know we don't know this shit. What the will?
The X-Files.
Oh, shit. I ain't watched that either.
Gotta do better. All right. So, with y'all blindfolds on, y'all play rock, paper, scissors, shoot to play.
Okay.
To defend this. Yeah, on three. One, two, three. Rock.
Oh.
I was going to say one, two, three, then rock. One, two, three. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Deshaun won.
He had paper.
He did.
I should have went with my first man. Did scissors.
I had these scissors the first
time. He did scissors the first time. All right. Round three. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Now, Shay, you better get this one. Because me and you.
Deshaun been watching TV, so he going to try to beat me.
Now, this song, me and Shay used to watch this because we would talk about this show.
Shay?
It's a music show. It came on Fox.
Glee?
No. Close. Had three girls.
Star.
There you go. There you go. Can you talk a good game?
That's what's up.
All right.
That was a nice beat, though.
Number two. This is the song.
Them people.
It's Bob's Burgers.
Never watched that.
Bob Burger.
I don't even know if I
even know.
That's an old show?
No, it's current. It's on a new show.
No, I don't watch them shows.
All right. Y'all ready for the next one?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mm-hmm. This one came back on in the 90s. We used to watch it. It's a cartoon.
Okay. The Wild Thornberries.
There you go, Shay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, song number three. This came on in the late 90s. Still kind of popular today because they just came back out.
No. I know that. Dang it. I can't remember the name of it.
Nope. It's a spinoff to a show from the early 80s.
That ain't Fuller House, is it?
No.
I know the show. I can't think of the name of it, though.
Give me an example of the show, and I can tell you in the ballpark.
I remember the theme song. Let me just say that. I remember the theme song. It was some kids on there.
No, it was not.
One kid?
No.
What is it?
Futurama.
Oh.
Oh. I'm thinking about the wrong show then.
You are. Yeah. All right. Show you still leading right now. All right. So this is another cartoon for us.
Kevin Puff.
Okay. Call me, beat me, if you want to reach me.
All right. So this is the next one. Now this next one, my Savannah, she loved this song. This is one of her favorite songs.
Who the hell is Savannah?
Whitney Houston. This was a theme song. This she finna start the theme song right now.
Where the hell you get these shows from?
It's like,
oh, that's Oprah's song.
Daddy.
Oh, that's it. I think I'm gonna run home.
That's Oprah's song, yo.
Because every time she did an interview with Oprah, she like, busted out singing this song.
Like, what's your name? I think I'm gonna run home. And yes, so yeah, that was Oprah Winfrey theme song. All right, y'all ready for the last song?
Mm-hmm.
This is an ad.
Soften the blows with the number one lotion tissue. T-Mobile's guide to the day. Step one, get T-Mobile 5G home internet with 2-day free shipping. Step two, get...
Soul plane. Plane?
No.
Train.
There you go, Deshaun.
My fault.
Because I'm like, huh?
They changed it up because we weren't like that when I used to watch it.
I think I'm gonna run home.
Now you got this
stuck in your head. They're gonna be stuck in my head now. All right. Every time I see that interview, I bust that laugh.
Me too.
And Oprah was like, no.
No, don't sing that song. Every time. Okay, so this is a cartoon from the 90s that we used to watch. It's about a girl in high school.
Pepperan.
There you go, Shay.
Pepper Ann, is she cool as seventh grade? The red
hair
girl had the
frock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know Pepper Ann.
Alright, last song.
That's it?
Yeah, that was it. I'm gonna start it over so y'all can hear it.
He's a phantom. Johnny Phantom. Not your Danny Phantom. Yeah. My fault.
I don't know him.
Yeah.
I give y'all one more song. It's gonna be the last song. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna take all on this one. But we really already got a winner, but. Mm-hmm. This is the theme song.
WWE.
It's not WWE. You know it, because you can hear me and tell me.
With Horatio? No, PSI?
No.
I know this.
You do, because your grandmama used to watch it late at night.
Oh my God, I know this, and I can't think of it. I'm gonna tell you, baby, I'm gonna have to put my arm up here.
Yeah, I give up.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer.
I was like, I know this.
Well, I did watch that, but I don't remember that theme song.
Me either.
Yeah. Okay, this is the theme song starting off.
Oh. I don't know, Johnny Bravo.
Oh, not Johnny Bravo.
He was. Yeah.
Inspector Gadget.
There you go.
I watched
Inspector Gadget.
I did watch that.
I did too.
Mm-hmm. All right, I guess I'll give y'all this one to really break the tie. Because now y'all tied for real.
You got it, the song, because I don't know.
That's, they gave you the name of the show and the song.
Say it again.
Chaw.
Jaws? What are you saying, Jaws?
No, it's Chalk Zone.
Chalk Zone?
Yeah. You never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't. Y'all remember that?
Chalk Factory TV, changing the channel.
Do you know how old I am?
Chalk? You should still watch it with your child.
I ain't never. No, my baby watch YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. I be trying to make her watch TV. She be
on. I mean, you have other children. Okay, so this is another theme song. There you go.
It's Fat Albert. I'm gonna sing a song for you. And I'm gonna show you a thing or two.
Okay, so we ain't gotta get canceled on.
We can take them off.
Yeah, you led the
song. I really want. Oh, I can't see.
You really won. You know what? It's a tie. Y'all both.
I really won. So
it was. It was really bad.
I can't see.
I'm sorry. You supposed to take them off slowly so they just your
ass. I wear glasses and I got bifocal lens, so I really can't see. Chad.
Actually, she had kind of beat you before. I was trying to get y'all some time.
You know what? That's why I got 20/15 vision. I ain't got to wear
glasses. That's shade.
Cause y'all want to take that. Take that from me.
I've been wearing glasses since I was 6. I know damn well I can't see.
So we do have some sad news today.
Uh-oh.
We do not have a topic for today for us to do a we listen but we don't judge. So we will not be doing.
You got no unread emails?
No, I don't have no unread emails. Sorry, Deshaun. I know you be looking for. Right back in. Yeah.
Like old girl from what? About her. What? About her brother.
Oh, her brother was burning, and she, poor thing. I hope he got his antibiotics. Yeah,
take two. No, not take two.
My God, I can't.
Part two. Part twos.
No.
God.
Ain't nobody gave us nothing.
I need me a GoFundMe for some gas.
Dang.
I'm sorry.
I need to do better in 2026.
Yes, we are going to do better in 2026.
Because.
That's going to be the season for everyone.
I always ride around my gas light on because I don't be wanting to go to the gas station.
Why?
It's dangerous out here.
It is, but go on and get.
It's dangerous.
And I just be like, you know what? I just get the gas in the morning.
It is. It's better to just go on and get it now while you have it. Because if you get it and you go inside the road with fumes.
I think I got enough to make it home.
You might run into a traffic jam.
Or better yet, a train. Because you know, you got.
I just cut my car off when it's a train.
Okay. So, but you don't got no train going your way. Which way you go? Mega Elvis?
Mm-hmm.
You don't got no train. Mm-hmm. You still got to get on interstate and drive the speed limit.
I don't drive. What's the speed limit? Mm-hmm. And get off on Clinton Boulevard and Capitol and go that way.
There's always an accident on 220.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was one when I was coming here, but it was on 20 going north.
North.
Yep. 55 ain't no better.
Nah, because they still working on 55 because they working on the bridge.
Yeah. I barely travel 55. I don't really do
55. I just do it when 20 turning. No, because 20. No, I don't do 50. I do 55 when I come back from work. When I come from Ken. I do 55 that way, but I don't usually do 55.
Oh, no.
220. No, I do 55 because I got to go to Pearl to get my hair done. So I do 55.
I get on 20. I take 220 to 20.
Yeah. But yeah, so we don't have a topic for today. But I want to give a shout out to our other sponsors, which is Cozy Earth. It is Christmas time. Y'all, please go ahead and go to their website and use our code at the bottom and you can get a discount on your bedding. They also have pajamas and loungewear for men and women. So make sure y'all go and check them out for their prices. And we also have the gummies that will help a person with their hangovers. Because why you ain't order you some so you could have been ready last week?
You could have. And I was drunk last night.
See what I'm talking about?
I went to a Christmas party.
Did y'all go to JCPenney for the Black Friday?
Black Friday?
Oh, good.
I know it's a minute ago. I'm just saying.
Asia, you see right there? I'm done. It's everybody's gift. We're done.
But I bet you I ain't got nothing over there. I'm just playing.
But you never know.
Don't have them.
I might have some.
They might get right here. Thank you.
God. Because I can't drink it, so.
Oh, sorry. Not so well. And I can't either.
They my print, thank you.
So anyway, so yes, reach out to them and get y'all those gummies so they can help you with your hangover. So you take 3 gummies per drink that you drink, and it'll help with the hangovers for the next day.
I'll be doped off of gummies.
Yeah, cause 6 come in a pack, but it's like a pack.
I had 5 drinks last night.
It's like it's a pack of 12 packs, but it's 6 in each pack. So you take 3 for each drink you drink. I guess it's with 3
packs. Sometimes we might want a hangover.
Who wants a headache?
But they say to get over a hangover, drink again.
Yep. Did you say that?
Yep. Don't do that because I don't want that shit coming through your pores. Don't do that.
Now, I don't drink like that then.
Because I sat beside a dude the other day, Friday.
No, he's just an alcoholic.
He was an alcoholic because he was really.
That's the only way it's going to come through your pores.
Who be
like,
drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Social Security
office.
God rest my daddy's soul. I love my daddy. I miss my daddy. I do. But yeah, that was my daddy. My daddy, it was 6 o'clock in the morning. My daddy drunk.
It was his pores real bad. And I was like, you don't smell that. Like, it was in his pores.
And I used to get on my daddy. Because, sir.
Man.
Cause one day he could wash my children, baby.
And he was there.
And cause I had to go to work. And he was drunk. And when I went and picked him up, he didn't know my children were gone. God. And he called me the next day. Talking about, did you come get your children? Sir, get off my phone. It's a fine time to ask me if I came and get my children. Mm-hmm. And I got them yesterday.
A whole new day that came. Lord have mercy. So, next episode is going to be airing on December the 21st. So make sure that you all are ready. That may be the season finale, y'all. So be blessed. And go in peace. So that may be the season finale. We're not sure yet. So yeah. It's gonna be a very informational type of episode. So make sure that you all tune in to the episode. You having too much fun with my pencil.
Cause why we used to do that in school? And then like we giving ourselves a shot with them mechanical pencils.
See, that's the problem. That's the problem. That's
today's kids will never know.
And that's why the kids that our generations are using those illegal things now. Cause they play with the mechanical pencils trying to do that.
I got bit by a mosquito.
But we
on my lower back and it's itching so bad.
We grew up perfectly fine.
Says the person that's playing with the mechanical pencil. Yeah.
It's better than the real thing.
Yeah. What do you say?
You know, when you got the number 2s, we can get some pencil break up in here.
Hey.
Just saying.
Don't let me go find them. But y'all have a great rest of the day. Glad that y'all could join us today. But make sure y'all tune in for our possibly season finale on December the 21st with our guest host, Dr. Fort. She is a licensed therapist. So, it's going to be a mental healing type of episode that day. Oh, and before I go, I am in bereavement because I don't know if I said it at the beginning of the episode. My team did lose the swag championship. But it'll always be hell to thee. I love. So Jackson State.
To the no.
It'll always be.
The championship.
Yeah, I can kiss my ass, but I did come to my room. So Jackson State, thank y'all for a great season. We beat the hell out of Alcorn, so they were always on. They were always going to be on the couch anyway, so it didn't matter.
And Prairie View took.
So yeah, Prairie View took us took us through there
within the memory.
So all I ask is Prairie View this weekend when y'all go to Atlanta, y'all bring the championship. That trophy back to the swag. Do not let it go to the mid. Like that's that. All I can say. So
and don't let them take a picture with him.
Oh.
Y'all don't be wanting to take a picture with
him. Why would we take why are we going to Texas to take a picture with it? We have our own. It's already here in Jackson.
Oh.
We won last year.
Mm.
So do I say just bring the trophy back to the swag. That's all I ask. But yeah, I am in bereavement, so and before I go, this thing, make sure y'all follow us on our socials and everything. I want to send a condolence to my former principal.
Armstrong was your principal.
Mr. Armstrong was my principal. Mm-hmm. My former principal at Sidewell, Mr. Larry
Armstrong. He was
a
principal at Sidewell. Yeah, so, he passed away.
He passed away. Oh, so man. Condolences to his family during their time of bereavement.
When I was
William.
In the clinic, he was one of my patients. So, yeah. Yeah. I knew him very well.
Yeah. So condolences to him, and you know, he will be missed. So, y'all got anything else to say before we end the show?
Mm-mm.
Drive safely, buckle up. It can always save a life. You know, no matter how far, no matter whose car.
Then don't put it up on your seat. I'm sorry, up on your arm.
Do what?
Don't put your seatbelt up on your arm.
Oh no!
Who do that?
My grandma used to do that. Because she would like leave marks and stuff.
Or behind your back.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't protected.
You're not.
Yeah. I mean, you're not. But,
a lot of times the seatbelt don't lock anyway.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if mine locked or not back.
Well, I was in somebody's car. Everybody had me in a chokehold so bad. I'm like, uh-uh. Yeah. I couldn't move. I couldn't do nothing.
The last accident I had, I don't even know where I was.
Oh, gosh.
Took a home and cook.
But that was years ago. I'm not in that era no more.
Okay. So y'all have a great one. And we will see y'all on December the 21st.